Is that the same as a basin?
Yeah, a basin. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, a balsone holds water, but I had the idea of a basin.
Oh. How does it...
A balsone is where it's these underground, just huge underground natural basins that hold water,
mm-hmm.
and everybody pumps the water out of them.
Mm, okay.
And that's what we're about to run ours dry here in El Paso.
Mm-hmm. And more and more people are moving here. I hope they accounted for the added the increase in population over the years too.
They really have, and Juarez is going to be in trouble because they have a million and a half people over there. They're getting the water from the balsone,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any rights to the river water. Because see, you have to buy irrigation rights to get water from the river.
That sounds like an international incident in the making.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because the balsone will go dry, and then they're going to try to pump some out of the river, and then there's going to be a real, battle.
Yeah, there is. A place in Florida where there are alligators is a...
swamp.
Mm-hmm. A flat-topped hill.
A what?
A flat-topped hill. A hill with a flat top is
a mesa.
And if
mesa.
If it's a little bit smaller,
mesita.
That'll work. What about a hill that's just standing alone by itself?
A what?
A hill that stands alone.
A peak.
Or like a small hill standing alone.
A hill.
Okay. What about a place between two peaks that's like just...
a valley.
Okay. If you're walking along a mountain trail and all of a sudden it drops off, you're on the edge of a...
cliff.
Mm-hmm. And plural is...
cliffs.
Mm-hmm. Soil that's not any good for planting would be called...
a what?
Soil that's not good for planting.
A desert?
What's the special soil that we have problems with here?
Sand.
Mm-hmm.
Sand hill.
Mm-hmm.
Alkali.
What about productive soil? What would you call that?
Loam. Mm-hmm. L-O-A-M.
Okay, the place out in front of a neighborhood that it's a cement walkway, what do you call it?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And a street that has neighborhood, it's like a neighborhood, but it's a big neighborhood, and it has a line of trees running down it, you'd call that?
An avenue.
And is that the same as a boulevard?
Hmm. Well, I guess a boulevard is divided with, like you're talking about, with trees,
mm-hmm.
in the center of it.
So cars would go one way on one side and the other way on the other side.
Yeah, uh-huh. That'd be a boulevard, I guess.
Well, it could be an avenue. People have said avenue. Would you call it? Would you call it an avenue?
I don't know.
You don't have many of them here, but
no, we're not bothered with them. The only one I know is the one out by Loretta Academy, where the street go one way. What's the name of that?
Well, Clay was saying that the avenues go one way and the boulevards go another way in the street.
Well, I'd heard that the avenues go one way and the streets go the other way, but I hadn't thought about boulevards.
Mm-hmm.
But a boulevard has the planting in the center,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Okay.